Now I got this big Kool-Aid smile on my face because I wasn't expecting this at all, y'all. And she continues to talk while getting ready to present the award. And while she's talking, I get a tap on my shoulder from my coworker, who I shall let the name remain anonymous. Welcome to the Personal Development Blueprint, the podcast that's all about leveling up and helping you become the best version of yourself. I'm your host, Jay Cope. Join me as we talk about different tools and strategies to help you navigate through everyday life, creating a blueprint for your personal growth. Let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of the Personal Development Blueprint. I appreciate y'all being here. Real quick, so the other day I was thinking and I realized we building a community here of people that's leveling up by creating blueprints. And I was thinking of a name that we could call ourselves, you know, make us more exclusive and uniform in a way. I did some brainstorming and I came up with the name Blueprint Crew. And I'm like, yo, that's a pretty dope name. So let's rock with it. Welcome back, Blueprint Crew. In today's episode, we tapping back into emotional intelligence, but this is part two. So if you haven't already checked out part one, which is episode 4 of the podcast, then I recommend going back to give that a listen. I'm gonna leave a link in the description. And y'all already know, for my people who stick around to the end, I got a bonus tip for y'all. Just a quick recap. Emotional intelligence, or EI for short, is the ability to recognize, understand, manage, and use our emotions in a positive way. It's the secret sauce to dealing with other people, y'all. Now, I came across a study that was actually, it was pretty shocking to me, man. It showed that nearly 90% of the time, emotional intelligence is what sets high performers apart from their peers with similar skills and knowledge. So if you and your buddies rank the same as far as how smart y'all are, then developing your emotional intelligence is going to help you stand out from the crowd and get you to that next level. And that's why we're here today to talk more about EI and a few simple ways to level up our own even more. In part one, we talked about self-awareness and social management. And this just means that you're aware of your emotions and understanding you have control over them. Today, we got two other major parts of EI that I want to talk about: social awareness and relationship management. First up, social awareness. This is your social radar. You ever heard the saying, read the room? Well, they talking about social awareness. So a few months ago, I walk into work and my team is gathered around in this big semicircle. I was a little confused at first, but it was a few managers from other departments there too. And usually when this happens, it means that somebody is about to be presented with some type of award. So my team leader starts to say all these nice things about presenting this award to a special person, and everybody's just looking around trying to figure out who she's talking about. And then she says, I want to present this award to Jamar. Now, Jamar is my government name, for those of you who don't know. Now I got this big Kool-Aid smile on my face because I wasn't expecting this at all, y'all. And she continues to talk while getting ready to present the award. And while she's talking, I get a tap on my shoulder from my coworker, who I shall let the name remain anonymous. But dog, she's trying her best to whisper and tell me some information that I needed to pass on. I don't even remember what the info was. And me, personally, I didn't mind, and I don't think she meant any harm, but it created this awkwardness in the room. Y'all remember, I think it was VMAs back in 2009 when Kanye took the mic from Taylor Swift while she was giving her acceptance speech. And he was like, Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. Listen, Kanye had terrible social awareness at that moment. Long story short, there's a time and a place for things, so learn to read the room. And this not only applies to group settings, you can take this same concept when you're talking to friends or family in a one-on-one situation. If you see somebody having a bad day, think twice before coming to tell them how great your day was. Having that social awareness, it allows you to make that pivot, allowing you to connect deeper with that person and not come across as if you don't care about what they're going through. So again, read the room. Next, we got relationship management. This means being there for the people that really matter in your life during good times and those challenging moments. When your people going through something, offering a listening ear and support without judgment, that go a long way. Now, sometimes when my wife is frustrated or she's having some challenges, she comes to me to talk. Naturally, I'm a problem solver. But going back to social awareness, there's a time and a place for everything. And this is so dope to me how you can just tie all of these strategies in together. But getting back on subject, this took me a long time to figure out. Whenever she would come to me telling me about her frustrations, my brain instantly got to working on a solution. I'd be like, well, maybe you should do this or try that. And then she'd be like, nah, I don't know about that. Or at least a lot of the times that's what her face would say. You know how somebody give you that little side eye look like, I don't know. Then I get to thinking to myself, like, why is she bringing me these issues if she don't want the solution? A lot of times when we frustrated about something, we just want to vent. And deep down, we already know how we're going to solve that issue. Y'all got me punching my head, man. But no, once we vent, we give it time to process, and then we come up with our own solution. This is very key. And I know it's easier said than done. I get it. A lot of times I feel like, man, the solution is so clear cut and dry. However, we got to remember that we on the outside looking in. Just think about a time when somebody gave you some advice on something and you just really felt like, man, they don't get it. It is not that easy. Keep this in mind the next time you offering a listening ear. Unless, of course, they ask you for some advice. Now, that's a whole nother conversation. But for today's purpose, we want to stick to just listening and trying our best to not offer solutions. Now, for my people that's still here, first of all, thank y'all for sticking around. You know, I know y'all busy, y'all got stuff to do, but that means a lot that y'all even made it this far into the episode. Y'all already know it's bonus time, y'all. So I first have to shout, my guy Gabe out. You know, we had a conversation after the first emotional intelligence episode, and some of the feedback he gave me was that I should touch a little bit more on empathy, which is pretty much being able to put yourself in another person's shoes to better understand where they're coming from. So shout out Gabe, and y'all keep the feedback coming. It's going to help me show up better for y'all. Now, real quick, my story is I grew up on the east side of Detroit. You know, I never met my pops, but my moms gave me and my brothers so many life lessons that I can't even count. I love her for that. So shout out my mama and my brothers, Trev and Vonnie. But one thing that me and a lot of my guys from childhood grew up without was emotional intelligence. Man, most of our parents didn't know what that was. Heck, I just really got hip to it within, I say, like the last 2 years, and I'm well into my 30s. We wasn't taught how to really deal with our emotions. I just remember hearing stuff like, you know, we got to be brave, man up, take it on the chin. Boys ain't supposed to cry. You know, pretty much we was taught to suppress our feelings. And this goes hand in hand with empathy. How the heck we gonna help somebody else with their feelings if we can't even understand and manage our own? So one thing you can do to show more empathy is when you having these conversations with people, try to think about a time when you was in a similar situation and remember the type of emotions you felt. This is a great way to put your feet in their shoes. I got a quick story for y'all that I heard, and it was so powerful, man, that I got to share it with y'all. It broke empathy down so simple, and I think it can give y'all some good insight to empathy. So it was a man, and you know, he's walking down the street and he falls into a hole, and the hole is so deep that he can't get out. And a doctor passes by, and the man, you know, he yells up, he go, "Hey, you, can you help me out?" And the doctor, he writes a prescription and he throws it down in the hole, and then he moves on. And then you have a priest that comes along, and then the man shouts again, "Father, I'm down in this hole. Can you help me out?" The priest, he writes out a prayer. He throws it down in the hole, and then he moves on. And then a friend walks by. "Hey, it's me," is what the man called out. "Can you help?" And then the friend, he jumps into the hole. The man goes, "Are you stupid? Now we both down here." That's when the friend goes, "Yeah, but I've been down here before and I know the way out." Man, this story is so powerful. And the first time I heard it, it gave me the chills. Everybody you meet is fighting some type of hard battle, whether they show it or not. And sometimes we just need a friend who fought that battle before. And we gonna wrap it up here, y'all. To sum everything up, you know, we talked about social awareness, reading the room, and then we talked about relationship management. Let people vent. We do not have to give them a solution, no matter how simple we think it may be. And for the bonus, show empathy, y'all. You know, put yourself in other people's shoes and remember how you felt in similar situations. We got another dope episode coming up for y'all. You know, we diving into the power of building a growth mindset. Now, a growth mindset can change your whole outlook on challenges and the way that, you know, we look at that word that we're not too fond of, failure. Listen, we've been looking at challenges and failure the wrong way. And in the next episode, I'm gonna tell y'all why. Thank you for joining us on the Personal Development Blueprint. We appreciate you tuning in, and I hope you picked up a nugget or two to supercharge your personal growth. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. We would love to hear some of your feedback. And remember, every little win counts on the road to becoming the best version of yourself. So stay focused, keep pushing forward, and you will keep leveling up. Key.